Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Are you ready to hear about some important events in football history for August 13th? Well, sit back as we discuss an Eagles QB that bounces back from adversity, an All-Star game result, and learn a little bit about one of only three players from the University of Washington to have their jersey retired. These stories and more in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And this is a daily history event here. We're going to cover the events of August 13th, the birthdays of Hall of Famers, and some other great birthdays of folks that just aren't in the Hall of Fame yet, but very significant indeed. And this day is just a great one, like we talked about. Let's start off in August 13th, 1954. The Chicago Charities College All-Star Game holds its 21st event at Soldier Field as 93,470 watched from the stands as a defending NFL champion Detroit Lions, thank you very much Arnie Chapman, crushed the hopes of the college players 31-6. This was the second consecutive year that the Motor City thumped the All-Stars. The Most Valuable Player Award, always given to the college player team, happened to be Carlton Massey, the defensive end from the University of Texas. August 13, 2009, the Eagles of Philadelphia signed the troubled quarterback Michael Vick to a two-year, $1.6 million contract after not playing football in consecutive seasons from 2007 through 2008. Andy Reid, a genius at finding these guys like this. According to an NFL.com report, Vick went on to a record of 8-3 and earned a trip to the Pro Bowl with the Eagles in his first season returning as their starter in the year 2010. Like we said, Andy Reid did that with the Eagles, with Michael Vick. He resurrected the career of Alex Smith at Kansas City, found Patrick Mahomes, a true quarterback whisperer, just a great offensive mind, a great football talent finder, and just a great guy. And we congratulate Michael Vick on that great season and for Andrew Reed for rediscovering the troubled quarterback and bringing him back on his way. So we want to take just a moment here to make sure that you recognize our sponsor today that just has some excellent products and a great deal that you should take advantage of. So here's a word from Row One Brand. At the Sports History Network, we're all about sports yesteryear, and so we're so pleased to introduce you to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings your sports history to life anywhere. The Row One gallery includes over 5,200 gorgeously reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements, and more in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. And any gallery item may be printed in a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in Row One shop, check out the thousands more of you unique items with a retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, phone cases, mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com, ROW number one, for access to the full Row One catalog and for gallery prints and gift items. Plus, get a 15% discount off all prints on the Row One Pictorum Gallery with coupon code SHN15. Follow the link on the show notes.
Always be.
Make sure you check out that ad we have on the August 13th post. Just an excellent ticket of a great ticket stub from the Lions in 1942 when they played the Steelers. They take those tickets and turn them into works of art that you hang on your wall. And they're pretty cool. We have an example of it on there. And if you click on that picture or click on the links, they'll take you right to Row 1's Pictorum Gallery, where you can go through that, like we said, the sportshistorynetwork.com/row1 and enter an SHN15 at the Pictorum Gallery, and you get 15% off all those purchases. That is quite the deal. And what a way to get ready for the football season by decorating the old walls of the household there. Now let's go to our birthdays of Hall of Famers. August 13th, 1906 is where we'll start. And Chuck Carroll, he was a halfback from the University of Washington. He was enshrined in the College Football Hall of Fame in the ceremonies of 1964. And Carroll was well known for his 6-touchdown game in his senior season against the College of Puget Sound, a whopping score of 36 of his 40 total points in a game. Accomplishment that still stands in the Washington record books. Rival Stanford University's head coach at the time, the legendary Pop Warner, said that he had never seen a greater player than Chuck Carroll on the gridiron. His number 2 jersey is only one of 3 that's ever been retired from the University of Washington. So that is some great stuff in Husky history there. August 13th, 1941. Chris Hamburger, he was a linebacker that played for the Washington Redskins for 14 seasons. He is honored at the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton with his bronze bust, and he was selected as a first team All-Pro in a span of 4 times in 5 seasons during the 1970s, and he played in 9 Pro Bowl games. That's quite a bit, 9 Pro Bowls in 14 seasons, and first team All-Pro 4 or 5 years at one span. Ah, that's a tremendous birthdays of Hall of Famers. But we also have some birthdays of some folks that are not yet in the Hall of Fame. August 13th, 1987, Nyack, New York. Former Rutgers University safety Devin McCourty arrived into this world, and at the 2009 NFL Combine, the speedster ran a 4.41 second 40-yard dash that made him an attractive pick for the New England Patriots in the 2010 NFL Draft. He remained a Patriot his entire career thus far and has registered 28 picks, taking 2 of them to the house for scores. He's not alone in the nursery back in 1987 either, as his twin brother was also a significant NFL player and college player. And as a matter of fact, his birthday is also August 13th. Imagine that, twins having the same birthday. 1987, Nyack, New York, burned the same place even. Former Rutgers University cornerback Jason McCourty was born. So Devin and Jason McCourty. At the NFL Combine, Jason ran a 4.3 second 40-yard dash, making him a very coveted selection in the 2009 NFL Draft, where he was picked by the Tennessee Titans. McCourty also played with the Browns, Patriots, and most currently has joined the Miami Dolphins. At the end of the 2020 season, Jason had picked off 18 passes in his NFL career. Both of the McCourty brothers are still in the NFL, one with New England, one with the Dolphins. That'll be interesting when those two teams face off. We'll have to see who mom and dad and all the rest of the family are going to be supporting in that one. I'm sure they'll support their great football players that they have in the family just the same. So, very good football history. Short, sweet, to the point, but some great guys there. Chuck Carroll, I mean, 6 touchdowns in a game in his senior season. That's just outstanding. And to get your number retired at your school, that's truly great, too. We talked about Hamburger with his all-pro seasons that he had consecutively. Just some great things. And then the McCourty brothers. And, you talk about Michael Vick and Andy Reid and Mike Vick. What a combination they made in those early years at the Eagles organization. So we thank you for joining us once again today. We hope that you'll pick us up tomorrow, listen to the podcast, read our pages that we have at pigskindispatch.com. We have a lot of history there. You can use that great search box that we have powered by Earl to Go on the front page of pigskindispatch.com. Find you just about anything you want to know on the great game of American football. You can also go to the Sports History Network, where we have are one of many podcasters there that have some great episodes, great shows, great guests, great topics. SportsHistoryNetwork.com, the headquarters of sports yesteryear. And like we said, we thank you. We can't do these shows without your support, and you're the ones that you're the fuel that keeps our fires burning here at Pigskin Dispatch. And we're glad you enjoy it, and we're glad to get your feedback. And if you want to send some feedback feedback to us, pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter @pigskindispatch and a Facebook page of Pigskin Dispatch. Darren Hayes, I am on LinkedIn, Facebook, and just about everything else you can find. So look for those two names, Darren Hayes and Pigskin Dispatch, and or email us, and we'll be sure to get right with you. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.